This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a friend that I've met in studio. She came in a while back and spoke with Brian, Cindy Tolosa. She's got a lot of titles, so I'm going to try and get them all in. Director of Advancement for CT Humanities and Project Manager for America 250. It's a birthday. We're here to celebrate, Cindy. Thank you for joining me.
Of course. I'm happy to be here.
So Connecticut, you know, we had a little bit of a role to play in this whole thing that we call the United States. So we're doing some big things. I mean, there's been things going on for months now, Cindy, across the state.
Yeah, definitely. And I think right now we're seeing all of them come together. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, because we are kind of, you know, heading into the big day, July 4th, the Independence Day. So we'll go back a little. We'll go backwards to go forwards. It's kind of how the country works. So, you know, you guys have been doing events. Towns have been doing things all year leading up to this date and then going past this date. How have things been going? How have events, like, what is the response to some of the communities that things have happened in?
I mean, things have been great. I've been in New Haven the last couple of weekends, and we've had some really great conversations about the 250th, about everything that's happening around the state. Over the course of the last month, we've launched a couple of initiatives. We've got a passport for the 250th, and that has been getting out through libraries and museums. We've got 40 different sites across the state where folks can go and learn about Connecticut history. And then we've also got a statewide exhibition that really focuses on Connecticut's role in the Revolutionary War. And that is currently in Union, Middletown, and Bristol, and is going to be traveling around to different towns this summer and fall.
Awesome. Go Bristol. Showing some hometown love. I like that. And that's, I mean, we all know, like, we were, you know, kind of taught in school that, you know, that the original 13 colonies, Connecticut, had a big role to play. But have you heard, or have you even, you know, as you've been doing this and planning and, you know, executing all these 250 events, like, some news and stories that people might not have known about as we roll through this?
Oh, that's a great question. I think there's a lot that people don't know about. I mean, I think we all know that Connecticut was known as the Provision State. And maybe I shouldn't say all. I think lots of people know that we were the Provision State. But really what that meant is kind of the thing that most people don't know. So back in 1775, when kind of the colonists started the revolution after like Lexington and Concord, Connecticut provided tons of food up to the Massachusetts colonies when England cut them off. And so that was the beginning, but it really continued throughout our history. All kinds of occasions where Connecticut came to the rescue. A huge amount of the munitions for the Revolutionary War came from Connecticut because we had iron foundries here.
Hey, little state, so, but we definitely punch above our belt, you could say.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
So now some of these events, I know on the website, ct250.org, so CT Connecticut, 250.org. I'm looking at the calendar, and I'm looking, you know, the week of the 29th as we head into the 4th. There's pretty much something, I mean, the month of June, going into the month of July, there is stuff going on every day. So I suggest people go visit that. But let's just highlight some of these things coming up. Like, looking at the calendar coming up for the next couple of weeks, what are you excited for? What is getting the most buzz? What should we tell people about to mark on their calendar, Cindy?
Well, I am very excited for the 4th of July in Hartford, and I'm going to selfishly use that one because that's where I'll be, and I want to see all of your listeners there.
Nothing wrong with that.
But so we'll start off the morning with a recommitment to the ideals of the Declaration of Independence, and we've got our towns on board for that. And then in the afternoon, we'll be over at Bushnell Park with Bonanza. But all throughout Hartford, there's going to be all kinds of stuff going on. We've got museums open for free throughout the long weekend, which is Hartford's 250th initiative. They're doing all kinds of events and programs from July 1 through 5. And as part of that, we're sponsoring some free museum visits. But yeah, so I think all around Hartford's going to be a lot of fun, but there is also there's so many other July 4th celebrations around the state. Middletown will have a parade that morning. I think that's kicking off at 10 a.m. And it is a all Middlesex County parade. There is the Boombox Parade up in Willimantic at 11 a.m.
Love that parade.
I know. I went for the first time a couple of years ago and
oh my gosh.
Walk in it, and it was such a fun time.
Wayne Norman over there does an amazing job leading that parade. The man is unstoppable when it comes to that parade.
If you're interested in a different kind of parade, Litchfield has the pet parade on July 4th. So you can watch all kinds of cute animals trot around Litchfield. But yeah, so just so much. And so much of it is on 250andct.com. So our ct250.org will redirect you over to CT Visit, which is where we've really been collecting tons of events and activities.
That's the thing. There are so many things. I mean, there's a lot of places that do almost like weekly events. So now, so you're with CT Humanities. Now, how did you, like, have you always had an interest in the history, or there was just something that spoke to you to kind of get involved with this and spearhead this, like, what, give me a little bit of Cindy's history, shall we?
So I went to a graduate program for history museum studies. So I have worked in history museums for, we'll say the last 20 years or so. I grew up here in Connecticut and worked at the Butler McCook House on Main Street in Hartford.
Such a cool place.
And since then, yeah, it really is. It was a really fun high school job. And so then I've been kind of to different places on the East Coast, but slowly found my way back to Connecticut and really love it here.
And that's one of the things, so, like, there is so much history. Like, Brian Shackman, our morning show host, was out on Friday morning doing our Darting Across Connecticut. We were over in Simsbury. So one of the things we do, we love to talk to historical societies. So Jane Spatcher McAlpine over there, she came out. And, like, there's just, like, it's, I enjoy, like, everyone has that. When you talk to them about that topic, their eyes just light up. Like, there's certain people, like, if you want to get into history, it's like, let's pull up a chair because we can deep dive into this. And we have 250 years of deep diving into Connecticut history going on.
Yeah, and even more. I mean, our history before the Revolutionary War was also really interesting. We're called the Constitution State, not because we were important for the current U.S. Constitution, but because we made one of the first agreements among different settlements at the time. So Wethersfield, Windsor, and Hartford came together to make a joint charter. And so because of that kind of collaboration between different places, it's known as the first Constitution.
So now you've got people in Wethersfield and Windsor fighting on the front lawns, like, settle down, people. Yes, we know the argument of which town is older. That's been going on since the dawn of time in Connecticut.
I'm not picking a side, but they were both around at the time.
That is a feud. It's like our Connecticut version of the Hatfield and McCoys. It's just so amazing. I mean, and it's what I find amazing about it is, like, they're still arguing to this day because they're proud of their history. Like, they're arguing because they're proud. They want to be first. They want to be the first in line of Connecticut towns. Like, that's kind of cool still for them to be that passionate about it.
Yeah, definitely.
So again, it's Cindy Tolosa, Director of Advancement for CT Humanities and Project Manager for America 250, ct250.org. Now, I asked a lot of my guests this, and I know it's like choosing your favorite child. Like, and I'm going to go with a two-parter on your part here because we can go back a little bit and forward. So let's go back a little bit, kind of give some credit to the, a lot of the organizations that did stuff. So far up until this point, what was one of the events that you attended for this 250 that was like, you walked away going, that was darn cool? And what's one you're looking forward to go, that's pretty darn cool? And you can't pick Hartford.
I won't say, it's definitely not picking favorites, but I think one of the, back in 2025, on April 19th, there was a national initiative called Two Lights for Tomorrow. It was started by one of the planners in Wisconsin. And that was great because it was kind of this grassroots thing that all of the state commissions got together on. And we encouraged towns and places across the state. I got to go to a ceremony here in Bristol, and it was at sunset on April 18th, I believe. And so they lit two lanterns at Memorial Park, which goes right through the center of town.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a great, it was one of the first 250th events and that whole initiative and just in general that day. And so it was great to see how something that started in Wisconsin, which wasn't even one of the original colonies, was able to spread over to other places and get people excited. And it was, I can't remember how many places, but I think it was like 120 here in Connecticut that participated.
That's and, cool.
Yeah, seeing people come together for the first time. And then in terms of what I'm looking forward to, there's so much, but yeah. I think so. One, the passport, I think it's just in general really cool, and I am looking forward to using this summer and fall to go to a bunch of museums I haven't been to in Connecticut, which for me is always fun. I like to get away from my desk and actually go out and see the history and all the cool stuff that people are planning. So I'm looking forward to that, and then looking forward to on July 8th, we are working with the Beinecke Library in New Haven to do a reading of the Declaration of Independence, which is another national initiative that's happening. And so we're reading the Declaration along with other declarations and really thinking about freedom and what it means and what this document means in this anniversary. So I think that's going to be a great event.
Oh, that is cool. And I mean, what ties into that perfectly is we're starting something here on Monday. We've been going around to different places and getting audio from listeners and stuff like that. And I'd love to add you to the mix if you want. Like, we're just asking people, you know, heading into this July 4th, what does it mean for you to be American?
Oh, you're throwing the tough ones at me today.
they're tough, but they're good. Like, this
yeah,
we're heading into a time where a lot of people like have to, it's let's take that step back. What does it mean for you to be an American?
I think at the heart of it is this idea of opportunity. Both of my parents immigrated to the United States from Argentina. And so for me, really thinking about what that opportunity meant for them and what it meant to them to pass that on to their children. And I think that's the story for so many people who came to the United States. So it resonates with me personally, but also I think is just so important to what we're known for around the world.
That's perfect. And that's the thing that we're finding out is everyone has something different, like whether it's their grandparents or, you know, an opportunity that arose for them. It's just so cool to listen to everyone's, because everyone has a story, just getting the stories out there. So I appreciate you joining me. And we're going to, you know, again, ct250.org. We still have plenty of the year left, people. Granted, July 4th is coming up, but there's still like 6 months to go. It's a whole year celebration here in Connecticut. Again, Cindy Tolosa, Director of Advancement for CT Humanities, Project Manager for America 250. Cindy, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today. Let's get some people out there, get them to the calendar, look at events, go do something different in your state, people. I always say, be a tourist in your own state right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.